Hello, my beautiful friends. This is CJ, and I'm not currently joined by Bella. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different, just because I and Bella, our schedules have not matched up, and it has been very hectic of a week. We haven't been able to record, so I'm recording this Sunday night before this goes up. So I just wanted to check in with everybody. Ask you how you're doing. I know you can't really respond, but how are y'all doing? I hope you guys are doing good, like marginally good. It's about to be the holidays. I mean, it was the holidays and it still is the holidays, and it's been the holidays for a while, but we'll be through the woods eventually. So I just want to wish everybody who celebrated Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah, for the upcoming holidays, happy Christmas, happy Yule for those of you who celebrate, happy Yule, happy solstice. There will probably be another episode before Yule and before Christmas, I just wanted to check in with everybody, say hi, say happy birthday. It's probably someone's birthday, so if it's your birthday, happy birthday. But I am just gonna, today's episode is quite different from usual, so I'm just checking in, saying hi. And if you want, hang out. I don't know. I think I might have some fun. Who knows? So I'm just gonna talk. Just keep talking. Who knows? I'll edit whatever needs to be edited. I just started watching Demon Slayer. Because I saw Muzan Kibutsuji. Kibutsuji. I know how to pronounce names, and yet, here I am struggling. Muzan Kibutsuji, and I saw them, and I was just like, they are so incredibly pretty. Like, just Google them. They look like Michael Jackson, a little bit. But then Google their femme form. Google their female form. Both forms are gorgeous. And I'm currently working on a painting of them because I saw them and I was like, oh my gosh, they're so pretty. They're so pretty. And I spent 4.25 hours painting them. I'm not done. So that's been an interesting time. I don't know what to say, because I'm going this completely unscripted, with no prompts, and I'm just vibing. Yeah, so, watch Demon Slayer? I don't know. If you want to, go read it. If you want to, go watch it. It's on Netflix. It's on Hulu. Season 2 is coming out. Muzan Kibutsuji comes in episode 7 of season 1, and they are gorgeous, and yeah, they are so pretty, guys. My goodness, they are so pretty. They are so pretty. I've been on this hill for the entirety of this day. I started watching it today, this Sunday, right before this episode comes out. I've been thinking about them all day because I saw them in their femme form today. And I was like, who is that? And I was like, they're so pretty. And now I'm here repeating myself because they're just so pretty. Like, it's a crime for someone to be that pretty. And that's on period. good webtoon to read? Hookie. You should read it. Super cute, adorable. The graphic novel just came out, and that's how I learned of it. Go read it. It's so adorable. Also, it made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And I stan Damien. I'm not done with my painting, which is unfortunate. I have no idea what to say, so I'm just vibing. If you didn't know, I am a writer, a reader, and an artist. I'm not much of an artist. I don't do a lot of digital art and stuff, but I do paint portraits of characters, and the way that I do it is I do it all lineless, like with the exception of some facial features, which I use like a darker skin tone, which I use like a shaded tone of like the skin tone that I use. It takes forever. And yeah, I also make maps. Making maps takes forever though. If you do want to learn, like, torturing yourself through working, but not too much work, try making a map out of 6 pieces of paper. You have 6 pieces of paper, right? And you tape them all together, but all of the lines have to match up. Like, it's 6-line sheets of paper. All of the lines have to match up, and there can be no holes. I am by no means telling you to do this. Please don't. I don't recommend it. It is very difficult, but if you would like to do it, you should. It's an interesting experience, at least. That is torture. I don't know if I've mentioned this on air. I probably haven't, actually. But I might have in the last episode. I have started working on a new story, and, it has overtaken my brain space, much like Muzan Kibutsuji. I started out the story by writing the first line. Like, I have no idea where I'm going most of the time. So, I always write my, like, the first book that I wrote, Mark of a Demon, I wrote that once. It's now on a back burner, but I am currently in the middle of writing the second book. The second copy of the first book. Because my writing has gotten so much better. And I actually do this quite a lot, where I write a story to get where I'm going, and then I'll rewrite it so that it sounds better, and that I, like, now I know where I'm going, so then I can add plot points and foreshadow. And I started this story a couple days ago. I don't have a title yet, but I'm writing it in a yellow notebook, one of my favorite colors. And the notebook has a black border, my other favorite color. And I'm just going to read the first line. It's not much of a spoiler. Let's have some fun. When Jill walked into the bar, I'm fairly certain she didn't realize she was going to die. And that's it. And that's all I'm going to be reading now. Just because the first few pages are pretty terrible because I have no idea where I'm going. But, yeah. I am pretty much rambling, but in one of my classes, we had some spare time. And so what I did was I just used the whiteboard, because we have these giant whiteboards in that class. My teacher was like, yeah, you can use one of the whiteboards. And I wrote out all of the characters, and I wrote out all of the different, like, planes of reality. And I focused on the creative energy, and I listened to Brandon Sanderson, the lectures at BYU, from 2020, which I definitely recommend if you want to get into writing. The Brandon Sanderson lectures are really good. They're on YouTube. They're free to watch. So come watch them. You don't have to take notes, but like watch them because they are super informative. Like, and they just get my creative like juices flowing, you know? So then I can just like write and world build and vibe. Also, the Trope Talk series on YouTube by Red. Go watch those. They're super good. Hello Future Me's On Writing and World Building. That series, super good. Also, all of the scripts are distilled into a book, which I own now, which is super cool because then I have all of them in one place that I can just read. Like, if I need to go back and reference something, like, I have it annotated, my notes on it, my thoughts. I've got those on clear sticky notes on the pages, and clear sticky notes, if you don't have those, go get some. They're a little bit more expensive than regular sticky notes, but if you don't like writing in books and you need to annotate, they are amazing. They are a miracle worker. Currently, I'm reading Victory's Greater Than Death, and this is the first book I'm tabbing and annotating. Well, not annotating, because I'm annotating a copy of To Kill a Mockingbird for my English class, but this is the first book that I'm tabbing, and I don't like writing in my books, like the books that I care about, like really care about. So I use the clear sticky notes because I wanted to highlight a quote. Actually, here, I'll pull open the book and I'll read the quote. Let's see. Weep. I legitimately do go through the book and pull up the quote. Like, I haven't saved it in my phone or anything. Like, I scroll through the pages, for a while. So, I'm just cutting that out and putting this instead. So, yeah, cut to that. I found it. Haha. So the quote goes, "Knowledge without wisdom, there is no deadlier combination in the known universe." And I read that and I was just like, whoa, that is so true. Because like, if you just have knowledge, this is a pre-warning from future CJ. I'm about to ramble about math. The only thing of value from the next 2 minutes is that you should sign up for Khan Academy because it's got a bunch of math courses. And I'd like to remind everyone that none of this is sponsored by any of the authors that I have mentioned, any of the books I have mentioned, any of the webtoons, post-its, none of it. Like, none of it is sponsored. This is just me being like, yeah, these are some good things you should try out. On Spotify, I will post a Q&A on this episode. If you want more recommendations, like book recs, I will answer the book recs. So if you ask for, like, a rec for something, I will answer to the best of my ability. Go write, go create, that's it. You just have knowledge, you know what things are, but without wisdom, without experience, without context, it's so dangerous. Because, like, if you just have knowledge, if you just have 4 + 4 = 8, or me trying to think of something in math that doesn't apply to the real world, base times height equals, base times height is equals b, bh equals v, so base times height equals volume, If you don't know how that applies in the real world, you can find the volume of things, which is the amount of stuff that, like, the amount of units that can be filled inside of that space. If you don't know how that works, go and pay attention in school. Or just Google it. But, like, if you just knew base times height equal... Yeah, base times height equals volume. Why is my brain being so weird? I'm just gonna use 1/2 base times height. Like, if you just know that formula and you don't know how to apply it, that could be very dangerous, especially if you are a construction worker or an architect, or someone who works in, like, the field of building stuff. Like, building stuff at all. Designing stuff, building stuff. Yeah. Go to math class if you don't know what I'm talking about. And if you've passed math and you don't remember what I'm talking about, go watch a YouTube video on math, please. Or sign up for Khan Academy and go do, like, 6th grade math, please. Please, oh my gosh. Like, Khan Academy is completely free to sign up, and it rewards you for... It rewards you with points for, like, watching lessons. Like, please. This is just CJ giving life advice, apparently. Yeah, so I'm just gonna cut it here because it's getting long. But I shall see you on the next one? ? Hopefully. Hasta luego.
Hello, people. This is Bella. This is my segment of it. If you've stayed here long enough past CJ's rambling about Khan Academy, thank you for that, because there's two people here. To address some of the stuff that they said, which I'm desperately trying to remember, excuse my bad memory, I do like that quote. I don't remember if it's from Victory is Greater Than Death, even though I am the one who aggressively recommended it to them for months on end, and then proceeded to get it for them as a birthday gift, but, you know. To go a little bit more on that quote, like, knowledge without context, I mean, that's also, like, if you know facts without why, you're not going to get a good grade in school on certain things, but that's just my test big project brain thinking. But also, like, in life, if you know things but don't know why or don't question why, I mean, I suppose that would lead to an uneventful existence in a sense, just because everything is laid bare as the facts that it is and that you don't really get the meat on any of it. And what else? They were talking about webtoons for a little while. I have a bunch that I aggressively recommend to people, and yes, I always say aggressively recommend because I either don't recommend or I aggressively recommend. That is the only options. If you're looking for something fun and lighthearted, but it's more like romance, Always Human is great, though that finished like a while back, so not really an ongoing thing. Something that's creepy that I enjoy, I don't know if CJ does, but I did tell them to read this, is Everything is Fine. That is great. I'm trying to think of all of my webtoon recommendations now, and I'm currently reading Unordinary, which is going pretty well. Oh no, my earring broke. Where did the piece go from that? I think I stepped on it. Anyway, never mind. Seriously. But yeah, those are just two that I recommend. I'm trying to think of other ones that I've liked. If somebody on Q&A asks for more recommendations, I'll just write down a list there. So, you know, it's easier to do that instead of conjuring things up in my head right now. Some book recommendations, because I'm standing right next to my bookshelf. because I feel like this is a time where I can recommend things, is Victory is Greater Than Death, because I've probably explained that. Crier's War. All right, I don't remember. Aurora Rising and the rest of that trilogy, and a less known book that I think everybody should read, or at least a lot more people than they do, is The Sound of Stars, which is just great. My room smells like bacon. And you don't have to listen to CJ's Khan Academy propaganda because I don't like Khan Academy. I'm sorry, CJ. I'm not gonna do it. I have to do it for school, but I'm not gonna do it for fun. And I'm realizing that they rambled on about math, so I can ramble on about writing. For my book that I'm currently working on, I've been working on it for like the past year and a half now, and while CJ seems to be more of a write than plan, I'm more of a plan than write, which means that I have not written as much as I would have liked to. But also, I have a lot of stuff going on right now, like this, and writing a book, and how my school has suddenly decided to assign a ton of big assignments back to back in all of my classes. But like I'm also maybe thinking of doing a little songwriting with a friend, but basically writing is a whole thing. But I mean, something I think is interesting is that people who have that like passion or skill for writing, I mean, I definitely have a passion for writing, and how people will put certain things that they're passionate about, in this case writing, to use in the most interesting situations, like how, for example, the other day I was planning to bring an umbrella to school, and for some reason my dad did not let me. It might have been time constrained, I don't know, and I had nothing to do in my first class of the day, so I wrote him a 270 word essay on why he should bring one to the office at my school. He did end up doing it, so 272 words did not go to waste. But, I find it funny that I use my talents on that. But other writing advice from a somewhat experienced, meaning I've written five books over the course of my lifetime. I mean, not five books full. Four out of five never got past page two or five, and the most recent one, which is my current book, Air of Vice, is I think on page 65. But anyway, something that I find interesting and that I'm definitely exploring more recently is how it's nice to like branch out. Like I've always been a book style writer, if you know what I mean. Like not like scripts or songwriting or stuff like that. Like I write in book format. That's just, that's what I mean by that. And how like lately I've been trying, well, I mean one was an assignment from school where I have to write a script for something and I find it interesting and a little bit tedious. Just due to the set scene, this, that, I mean, don't tell my English teacher I said that, but how would you? Oh wait, never mind. Don't tell my English teacher. But I mean, script writing is interesting and quite different, like how there are certain like set scenes rather than descriptions, and while I'm very used to writing with a lot of description in it, how it just really almost eliminates that factor. I mean, sure, there's like the descriptions of actions and stuff and the setting, but like almost nothing else, which is both more simple and more complex. So I have to find a way to make up for it in other pieces and like tone expression. And something I've also might be thinking about trying is a little bit of songwriting, just because one of my friends does do this a lot. Shout out to them, by the way. And I think it's interesting to explore different medias in a sense, and CJ was talking a little bit about art. I as well am an artist, kind of opposite from them. I do mostly digital art, except for how just now while I was listening over to their part of this mini episode thing, I was drawing with like one of those Posca markers, but like off brand because no, it's not off brand, it's Sharpie. It's like a Sharpie Posca marker basically onto a cup, and I have a like one of those electric candles. Not like electric fire, but you know what I mean. And I was making the little glass cup that I got from some activity like a year ago. I was painting it completely in that white marker thing, which it's like the size of my palm, like the height of it, just for an idea there. So it's not that hard to do. And when I turn the candle on and put the little glass on top of it, it makes a little cool like lamp-like thing, which is interesting. Interesting, it's fun. And let's see. CJ was getting philosophical about something, so I feel like I should do that too. But they talked a little bit. I'm just trying to revisit points that they talked about while that is not linear, since we're in totally two different sections here. Just trying to stay on some similar topics. That, like, they're talking about notes, and I'm not a note taker, I gotta say. I'm not an annotator either, so you won't see me writing in a book anytime soon or marking like places in a book. Well, I would do that mentally, but you know. What else do I have to say? Oh, in the Q&A section, can I Q&A myself? That is a good question. Probably, since we're putting this out from CJ's account, I can Q&A our own podcast. How would that work? I've never done a Q&A thing before because CJ said they put a Q&A up here. Either way, somehow try to submit your opinions because I have two copies of Brandon Sanderson's The Way of Kings, which me and CJ have both been planning to read. I have the regular size that has a bunch of illustrations in it. It might be easier to read, and it's 1,008 pages or something. And I have the mass market copy, which is about as big as my hand, but it has 200 additional pages on the page count just because of, the size. So, like, would I go for the 1,000-page one, which might be easier to read and has illustrations, but it was also like two times the price? Or should I go for the smaller one, which was half the price of the bigger one, but has smaller font, but I can like hold it in my hand? Somebody try to Q&A that because I cannot decide. They literally look the same, just bigger and smaller. That's a tough decision. It shouldn't be, but it is. Also, I don't know when that episode. When the episode that we recorded, not last week, but the week before, is going to drop. But in that, I talked about a fencing tournament, and I now know how I did with that because at the time I had not done that yet. I got third place in my event, which is fun. I'm holding the medal, you can't see that, but whatever. Yeah, I scored third place, my first tournament, that's fun. Yeah, I mean, I hope whoever's out there listening to this is doing well. Yeah, the reason we haven't really been dropping our episodes as frequently is mostly schedule clashing and stuff, because I had a whole thing when we were supposed to record and then we forgot, and it was a whole thing. But yeah, put in the Q&A, which CJ's gonna have to figure out how to do because I don't know. CJ's gonna have to figure out how to do that, like I said. But ask whatever. You can direct a question at one of us or both, and we'll both answer if it works that way. But ask whatever. You can ask for more book recommendations because My friends all know that I will go on about those forever, so you're unleashing the beast there if you ask that question. Probably to CJ too, so just be cautioned. And I know CJ kept ranting on about that one character from Demon Slayer. I swear I will look them up. I'll get back to you later about that. You meaning CJ, not the listener. Or the listener. Questioning things here. But yeah, I'll probably watch Demon Slayer since CJ was preaching about it a ton. Okay, yeah, I don't have that much to say. Except that me and my friend came up with a fun thing called Runaway to Mars that I want to turn into something, but for now it's just I made us little fun passports, but I will not be putting those out because they include personal information. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's Bella kind of signing out here. We will talk to here. I don't know. You'll hear us sometime soon, hopefully. Yeah, that seems accurate. Okay, this is my recording, and I am out.